midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, it was on July 25th, 2011, that yours truly signed on a show called Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Did so right here in Berea from inside the Browns facility. And today I am so very proud to say that on Monday, July 22nd, when this show signs on, it will, first of all, not be signing on at 6 p.m. as it did today and as it has since 2011. It's going to sign on at 1 p.m. and it's not going to sign off after an hour. It's going to go two full hours. So from 1 to 3 p.m., Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, that'll still be the name, but a whole new show for you, and I could not be more excited. We made the official announcement today at noon on the Really Big Show with Riz and Hammer, and I am so pleased to be joined by a couple of people. Primarily a regular who will be with this show is Nathan Zagura, and let me tell you, this guy is special. He is a very knowledgeable football man. He is a very dynamic personality. And this show is going to become so much better because there will be two of us talking with you. I don't want to say talking to you. I guess it is to you, but I always like to say with you. And Gerard Cherry, who is a tremendous, insightful resource from KNR that you know, former player for the Patriots, former NFL player, a guy I go back to from his playing days in the NFL. And the three of us will talk football quite often. And as I said, you're going to hear primarily from Nathan Zagura and yours truly throughout this new format that launches on Monday. Nathan is part of the Browns family. And again, I can't begin to tell you the excitement. And it doesn't end with just this new time slot, or the fact that it's a two-hour show. Goes much bigger than that. We are going to be broadcasting, as I am right now. I've been test driving this thing. But we are going to, starting Monday with this new show, officially it will be broadcast from a brand spanking new studio right here at the facility. And I'm in it now. It is glass enclosed. We'll get out in social media the pictures, the photos. It's an amazing setup. There is really nothing like this, I don't believe, in not only Cleveland radio, but in the NFL, certainly. Nothing like this setup. It is a state-of-the-art, beautiful studio with glass walls. I'm staring at a gigantic mural of the a wall-sized photo, giant, of First Energy Stadium and the field, and filled with fans and players on the field. And it is amazing to have that, to have the bright and beautiful setup that is here in Berea. And this studio is really the centerpiece of what was done to remake the working place here at the Browns facility. And we, the show, everybody connected to this group, because it's a group effort, couldn't be more thankful to Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, to Joe Banner, the CEO, and especially Joe, because it was his oversight and undertaking to put all this together and to believe right off the bat that this is how this should be set up with this studio. And I thanked him for that today around lunchtime after I got back from KNR Studios, after Nathan and I were there with Riz and Hammer to promote the fact that this show is moving to this new time. And it's been wonderful to be in this slot, but it is going to be so much better to be talking with you in the middle of the day, especially, you know, we start next week with training camp, 7 days away. By the way, I want to, before I go any further, just to tell you, this show won't be just about talking about what's coming up on Monday, but Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network will be with us, as will Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. They are going to be guests on tonight's show. But next week, as we get into training camp, and again, with a 1-3 show, and as you know, the training camp schedule, or if you don't know, 4 p.m. to 6:30, the practices will begin when this team is on the field starting a week from today. You're in the middle of the day, the teeth of the news cycle, and that'll be the beauty part of this show is being able to talk with you while things are going on, happening in real time. When you hear from the head coach, you hear from players. And those elements are still going to be included. You'll hear the player interviews that we bring exclusively to you from the team, being inside the team. You'll hear from coaches. You're going to hear from front office people. And next week especially, you'll get that big picture perspective from the Joe Banners and the Rob Chudzinskis, who will tell you the outlook as we approach training camp and what the philosophy about that is. But we've got so much time to get into that. And the new sound and feel of this show with a couple of us at the minimum, two of us at the minimum, three of us on multiple days per week talking with you about this team, giving you different insights and perspectives. And again, for me, I couldn't be happier. I was telling Nathan today, to have a buddy in here, and Nathan's a friend beyond being a coworker now and a co-host of the show. He is he's someone I respect a great deal, and we share this. And I heard Craig Karmazin, who is of course the grand poobah of Good Karma Broadcasting, say this with Rizzo and Hammer today, make the point that there are two of us who chose to, we're not from Cleveland, but we chose to move here to be a part of this community. My case was specifically to be a part of the Browns and to do this job, but also write for the team's website and be involved in our television, your video content, website and TV partners and all that. And Nathan Zagura he's from San Francisco, but moved here, I think it was like 10 years ago. And he and his wife, have made this their home. And he is a guy who adopted, Cleveland as his home. And now, of course, is part of the Browns. So we've got that in common. He's got the CBS sports background, working with them, doing all the tremendous fantasy info for them. And he's part of all their national stuff. I come from a national background working with NFL.com and NFL Network for a while, but also a regular co-host on Sirius XM NFL Radio. And Nathan contributes to Sirius Satellite Radio with his fantasy information. So we got a lot in common. And it's great, to have a buddy inside these glass walls here to talk with you every day, again, beginning Monday, 1 to 3 p.m. So it's special stuff. And we got a special show, by the way. We still, these final two 6 to 7 p.m. shows tonight and tomorrow night, we're giving it, believe me, the quality you expect. And it will start off in a couple of minutes with a conversation with the one and only Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, the Browns PNC Radio Network, and former Browns offensive lineman. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNI.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
drinking!
started off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go.
Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
It's NTB's $24.99 Ready to Roll Oil Change. That means you get all the extras at no extra charge. Listen to what you get for just $24.99. Up to 6 quarts of conventional Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. It's NTB's $24.99 Ready to Roll Oil Change. And now through Sunday, get free select Napa brake pads with paid installation. That's right, get free brake pads. Valid on Napa TS Pro Former brake pads. Customer pays for installation. $30 credit available for brake services using other select Napa brake pads or comparable product at regular retail price. Additional parts and or kits extra. Plus 10% shop fee based on pre-invoiced retail price. Not to exceed $35. Most vehicles. At participating locations, see store for details. Valid 7/15/2013 to 8/4/2013. The $24.99 Ready to Roll Oil Change. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
Vic Carucci with you on a Football Thursday edition, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And something else I want to mention, too, that I'm extremely happy about as we talk about the announcement of our new and improved Cleveland Browns Daily, which will launch on Monday in a new slot, 1 to 3 p.m. with Nathan Zagura and Gerard Cherry joining this program. There's someone else who is actually going to continue with this program, and I can't go much further without saying this. Dave DiNatale, and I call him the outstanding producer, and that's not just a line. I'm not saying that as a wise guy. He is every bit outstanding and has been from the very beginning of the show. When I found out today that he was, first of all, asked by management at KNR if he would continue to serve as the producer in this new slot for us, and take on the extra hour with us. And he said yes immediately, is what I understand. It was like, you know, no thinking about it. You know, I'm thrilled and very flattered because Dave is not only a true pro, he's a great guy, and I know everybody feels the same way about him. So, Dave, thank you for continuing with us. I can't see a Cleveland Browns Daily without you, producer.
Can I turn my mic on and say you're welcome? Thank you.
Please do.
No, I appreciate that. Looking forward to it. Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take calls, too, on that show. We with the extra hour and time and again, more of our voices to hear what you have to think, that's going to be one of the big changes. I don't want to give away all the secrets that we've got going on. They're not secrets, but just formatically, you know, it is going to have that element to it as well. Your calls will be welcome into that show. And here's another thing to welcome you. Browns fans, unite. Reserve your seats now for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with the 3-game flex plan, including the home opener against the Dolphins or division rivals Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joins us now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Doug, training camp now just a week away, and there's so much to look forward to as we sit here and anticipate it. And I think, and Jim Donovan said this earlier in the week, I think there's a much higher, greater sense of anticipation and excitement about this camp, even though we've been down this road before of change here with the Browns. I just think it's even greater this time around.
Yeah, I think the fact that, you know, you've got a very young football team, and now all of a sudden they've had a year to play together, because you look at last year and all the skill position players that they got on the offensive side. You had Gordon, you had Whedon, you had Richardson, you had Schwartz. You know, that's, you know, about a third of your offense or so. So now all of a sudden with a year under their belt and an idea of what the game's all about, you need to take it to the next level. And I think, you know, you throw in the best wide receiver. Now you've got some other pieces and parts that were missing in the past. They had an experienced receiver. I think, you know, the offense should take a giant step because of Norv Turner and Chud taking the talent that they have and making the offense work with them, not trying to say, this is our offense, you fit in.
As a player, looking at this from that perspective, as excited as those of us are watching and anticipating, what's the mindset when you get into this kind of final week now, and it's real, rookies actually are going to be coming in tomorrow, but the full squad a week from today, what's that thinking, what's that thought process as you get this close?
Well, I think as a rookie, you know, you're kind of out there in space because you don't know. You've gone through the OTAs, you've gone through the mini camps, but you didn't have the pads on. And, you know, that's when you separate the men from the boys. And I think, you know, as a veteran, depending on how many years in, you always want to know, do I still have it? I mean, yeah, you might only be 5 or 6 years in the league, but You know, each day is a different thing. And I think, you know, you would take a Mitchell Schwartz. You know, I think as a right tackle, you know, he's playing against a lot of power defensive ends. What did he do on the offseason to make himself stronger? Because I think, you know, last year he learned, hey, you know, you've got to go 16 games and it'll wear your body out. So, you know, I think each individual in a different way has to prepare. Trent Richardson, okay, he missed all of training camp. I don't think he ever figured out how to run a stretch play because he didn't get the chance to work with it in training camp. So now we got a healthy Trent Richardson that's going to get a chance really to, you know, maybe be a one cut and downhill runner rather than the jump cuts, because in this league, you know, if you start jump cutting, the defenses are too fast. You're mm-hmm. not going to get there.
Do you think there's an anxiety or even a sense of apprehension? Can players afford to, and I'm talking especially now the returning players, not the rookies are always going to be have anxiety and uncertainty, but the veterans, what do you sense from them, especially knowing how much they have to do to convince new people that they, and I know they've been doing this through the off season, but it really intensifies now in the preseason, newer decision makers, newer evaluators, that they're worth being part of this team?
Well, you know, I think, you know, competition, you know, you compete against the people that are trying to beat you out. I always thought you competed against the Indians and the Cavaliers because you want to be the number one sports team in town. Yeah, you compete against the Steelers, you compete against the Ravens, but you also compete against yourself. And what can you do to make yourself better than the guy you were the year before? And, you know, I remember we didn't have a strength coach to maybe 78 or 79. And I remember Dave Redding, the first day I met him, I said, well, what can you do for me? And he says, I can probably put about 3 or 4 years on your career. I said, well, let's go to work. So I think, you know, you got to take your competitive source that you have. You know, everybody's got some. Some are different than others. And use that as your ally to make yourself a better football player.
And when you look at things that are different about this team when you get to training camp, a different coaching staff, a different approach, that's noticeable, right? I mean, you can say, well, football drills are football drills, but that's not necessarily true here. Even though there will be some similarities, and even though there are fundamentals like blocking and tackling that are taught every year in football at all levels, teams have a different way of going about it. Knowing what you do of Rob Chudzinski, the history that he has here and the history you've had with him when he was here as a coordinator in 07, how do you see this approach? And you observed a lot of what these coaches did in the offseason. How do you see this training camp really defining itself differently, say, than what Pat Shurmur had here?
Well, it goes back to what we were originally saying. Chud, you know, I think will take the talent he has and build an offense around it. But it's not just Chud. We know it's Norv Turner, too, I mean, which is a very nice combination to have. But all of a sudden, you know, you've got people with a different mindset in regards to how to attack a defense. And, you know, theirs is probably more vertical than what we saw in the past. You know, in the past, we had an offensive coordinator. We had a head coach that was an offensive coordinator. We had a president that was a former head coach and offensive coordinator. We had a former offensive coordinator to work for that president. So, and then we had a quarterbacks coach. We had a lot of people. And, you know, I think if you can simplify and give the quarterback, you know, one message, not a bunch of messages, I think it makes it a lot easier. And I think Brandon, you know, last year learned a lot about the pro game. And there, I don't think there was a comfort level for Brandon under center that, you know, he had in college when he was in the shotgun. And I think it was quite obvious when Thaddeus went in and played that last game how quick he got set up compared to Brandon. And Brandon, you know, to his credit, saw that, I think, in the films, and that's one of the things he said he had to address in the offseason.
Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Doug, let's dig into this offensive line, your wheelhouse. And I think there's a lot of interesting things kind of going on here. I know there's more intrigue in who will be the starting corner opposite Joe Haden, what the Browns are going to do at safety, what they're going to do at kicker or punter. I mean, there are true competition battles that are pretty intense. But this O-line, how it configures itself, especially at this guard spot, is going to be really interesting. I think we thought of John Greco last year when he filled in for Jason Pinkston after Jason developed that blood clot in his lung as, okay, this was the veteran guy, taken over, he has to step up and fill in, but was he a Band-Aid or is he a longer-term solution? You get the drift through this offseason that maybe he's more of a longer-term solution.
Well, I think he's a very viable player at the guard position, and it always helps to have that competition, there's only two out of three are going to start. Well, which two is it going to be? But I think, the thing is, the offensive line fitting the philosophy of the offense, which is kind of a pass-oriented, offense. And we've often said, if you don't have pass blockers, you're not going to be able to throw the ball. And I think this is a very athletic group overall. If you look at Joe Thomas, obviously, elite in his own way. Alex Mack has, proven that he can hold his own at a very high level. The guards have always been a question, but Mitchell Schwartz was added to the equation. And you got steady, dependable play. I think you could put Mitchell Schwartz out there every week last year, and you kind of knew what you were going to get. You were going to get a guy that was going to give you good effort and hold his own for the most part. So, that part of it makes it good. Now you've got not only the rotation of the three at the guard position, and Greco has the ability to be a starter. I mean, when he was in there, you didn't notice a difference, and in fact, they played very well. But now you got also some young players. Now you got to, because in the NFL, you got to build depth continuously, and they've got some good young players that, obviously maybe have a future in the NFL. They got the kid Falk from LSU,
right.
Injured player. But it's an investment that, might pay off for you down the road because he could have been, a second or third round draft pick had he been healthy.
6'6", 330.
Yeah.
Then, he looks the part.
Then you got a guy out of Chadron State, and who knows who they played, so they didn't play at a high level. But you got a kid, Garrett Gilkey, who knows how to bend his knees, which is a big part of, playing offensive line in the leverage game that you're going to be going. So, he's got a pretty good upside, and a competitive, smart kid. Then you get a free agent, Braxton Cave, out of Notre Dame. This kid played on a team that played for the national championship. So he's played at a high level, and I think he's going to surprise some people. So, not only do you have, your Joe Thomas and your Alex Mack and your Mitchell Schwartz and then the rotation of the three guards, you got some potential depth there. So down the road, you don't have to, keep looking over your shoulder to see who you're going to have to get in the draft next year. Okay, our offensive line is set for a while. Now we can go someplace else and work. And I think, we can almost say our offensive line is pretty much set for a few years.
And if that could be said, that's a huge, huge part of the equation. It really, I think, goes a longer way to saying how close is this team, or what's the distance between this team and being a contender and competitive. And I don't want to overstate where they'll be in 2013 because there's a lot of improving to do and a lot of parts that have to be added. But if what you just said is true, that gap gets a little tighter.
Oh, it gets a little tighter, and then you flip it over to the defensive side. You're stacked with good defensive linemen. We probably get more defensive linemen than we got, places, and we're going to have to let somebody go that's a pretty good player. But, that's where you build it. You get the depth, and now, as we look to, next year's draft and the fact that we've got a couple of additional picks higher than what we normally would because of trades, we're getting closer to being that team that, you know, you want to be.
And the other part of that conversation, the big, a huge part, we know, is coaching. We know the influence of North Turner on the offensive side, along with Rob Chudzinski. We know the influence, of course, of Ray Horton on the defensive side. But I think something that's maybe underappreciated, maybe not talked about enough, going to your point about the O-line, is that O-line coaching. The fact that George Warhop is still here to communicate with players who he's been coaching and bringing along, and now you bring in a Mike Sullivan who does an excellent job as well. Just to have those two guys overseeing that group, I think is huge in the development of all those young players you talked about especially.
Well, yeah, and, you know, every time you get a new coach, a lot of times they have their own way of doing things, and, you know, you're trying to learn different techniques. Well, obviously, you know, the techniques of a Joe Thomas have worked pretty well, and the techniques of an Alex Mack has worked pretty well. And George Warhop, you know, did a great job with Mitchell Schwartz getting them NFL ready last year. Now you throw in Sully into the mix. You've got a veteran coach that also might have a different point of view, but you have the ability to take those, you know, Faulks, Gilkeys, and Caves and have somebody work with them to expedite that growth. So, I think, you know, there's stability, you know, not only in the players, but like you say, in the coaching of the offensive line.
Doug, great stuff. I can't wait to get it started. I know you're fired up about it, too. Next week we will be out here in Berea watching training camp practices.
That'll be about 41.
That for you, that's right. He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, and he joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There is much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
It's everyone's favorite meat game.
Jaguar!
Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it!
For the ribeye pork chop.
Swap it!
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Jaguar!
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Jackoff.
More with less. More with less.
Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/moreforless.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Okay, you get to us via the Browns' official social media pages, and also by phone, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, our voicemail message line. And we're going to take someone from that right now. Dino, hit it.
Hello, my name is Leonard Smith. I'm actually out of Cincinnati, but I've been a Browns fan since Leroy Kelly and Mean Joe Green. Just curious, the Browns secondary was so weak last year. Shrine played weekly. And the other corner opposite to Joe Hayden was very weak. And I'm wondering what now will you do to make up, or who do you have to compensate for the other side of Joe Hayden? And how do you figure that would work in with the poor defensive rush that you had on the offensive line? Thank you.
Yeah, you hit upon one of the burning questions of this training camp. Of course, who is going to be the starter opposite Joe Hayden, and how much stronger can the Browns get there? I think this team feels really good that Leon McFadden, the third-round draft pick, their second overall pick because they didn't have the second rounder, is going to be able to fill that spot at some point. Now, is it going to be right out of training camp? And it's possible, but you go with the rookie growing pains that you have to go with if you go that route. Chris Owens has experience. I don't know what level of talent you would categorize him, if he's a true starter or just more of a guy who can help bridge you until you get to the guy that you really believe is your starter. And Buster Skrine, I know you call him Skrine, but Skrine is a guy who I think through this offseason has displayed some good looks in practice. Again, it's hard to judge, but the reviews were mostly favorable. He does seem to be a little more focused, a lot more focused. Still a very good athlete, still a very speedy guy. And I think he's in the mix. And then the question out of that trio becomes, who's your nickel cover guy? Because that's really every bit as important with the spread passing that you're going to face throughout the season. So it's among those three, and we'll see where it goes from there. I think it's going to be genuine competition, and I can't tell you right now that anyone has a leg up, but I do think Leon McFadden gets a real long look at that as a rookie. All right, in a couple of minutes, we'll talk about that topic, among others, positional battles, top storylines for this training camp that starts in 7 days here in Berea. Nate Ulrich, who covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal, will join us to do that. Next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget.
For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns Family Night on Saturday, August 3rd at First Energy Stadium. See live practice at 6:30, followed by a spectacular laser and fireworks show. For more info, visit clevelandbrowns.com.
You don't have to give up a thing to get a great tire price. At Conrad's, that great out-the-door price includes our complete installation package. Mounting, balancing, rubber valve stems, wheel alignment inspection, lifetime rebalancing, tire rotation, lifetime flat repair, and road hazard protection. And right now at Conrad's, get a $50 rebate on any set of four BF Goodrich tires. Conrad, Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team since 1969.
Conrad. Miles Kington, a British journalist and broadcaster, once said, "Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing that a tomato doesn't belong in a fruit salad." This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. The point of this quotation is that knowledge can only take us so far if we don't know how to use it. In the mattress industry, for example, you might know that most retail stores actually inflate retail prices before putting a product on sale. Wisdom would be taking that knowledge and not falling for those sales, choosing instead to buy factory direct where there is no middleman markup. Likewise, you might know that the national brands make one-sided mattresses simply because it is cheaper for them to do so. Wisdom would be seeing the value of a two-sided mattress and choosing not to settle for less. So the next time you are in the market for a mattress, use your knowledge, choose wisely, and experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an original.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, test drive the best available seats at Select a Seat on Saturday. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at First Energy Stadium. And join the best fans in the NFL. I'll be there, too, along with GM Mike Lombardi. We're going to do about an hour Q&A discussion. It'll be very nice, little fan forum kind of thing for you. And for more info, call 440-824-3434. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Nate Ulrich covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. And, Nate, I want to ask you off the top, what would be your top five storylines for training camp, which begins in only 7 days?
Well, I think the top one has to be Brandon Weeden, just because, you know, he's trying to make a big leap from his first year to his second year. He's in a new offense that he feels suits him better, you know, with Bob Jedinski and North Turner trying to feature this downfield vertical passing game. And, you know, he's with a team that has a new coaching staff and a front office that didn't draft him. So he's got a lot to prove to these new guys. And I feel like he's, you know, going to get a chance. I think he's going to be on a one-year trial, so to speak, and he's going to have to show that he can progress quickly because he turns 30 on October 14th. So it's kind of, you know, his time to step up and, you know, prove himself and let the Browns know exactly what they have and whether he can be their guy beyond the season. I think another big storyline is moving down the list off the top of my head has to be Trent Richardson. You know, he has vowed that he is going to be back on the practice field, healthy, and I want to see it. You know, I want to see him out there. I want to see him running around. I want to see him making cuts. We know that he missed part of OTAs and all of the mandatory mini camp in June with that strained muscle in his right shin, and we know how important he would be to this offense and, you know, to North Turner, who wants to not only feature that downfield vertical passing game, but a power running game. And we know all the great running backs that North Turner's worked with, including Emmitt Smith, who shares a hometown with Trent Richardson. So Trent Richardson's really eager to play for North.
Right.
And the Browns really need Trent to be healthy. Another huge storyline, I feel, is Josh Gordon's suspension. You know, they're going to be without him for the first two games. How are they going to compensate for him? Is David Nelson going to be healthy enough coming off a torn ACL? Is he going to be healthy enough to step in? Is it, you know, Travis Benjamin, is he going to be relied on? We know Greg Little and Devon Besser are going to be the top two guys on the depth chart when you remove Gordon from the equation. But who's going to step up and be that third option? Who's going to play a prominent role in his absence? And how is Chudzinski going to use Josh Gordon in the preseason, knowing that he's not going to be available for the first 2 weeks of the regular season? What is Josh Gordon going to say about his suspension facing the media for the first time since the news broke? So that's another big one. And then, you know, obviously I'm looking at the transition that the defense is continuing to make from a 4-3 scheme to Ray Horton's 3-4 multi-front attack style scheme. And I want to see how these new pieces and parts are going to fit into that big picture, because the Browns got Ray Horton a lot of guys to, you know, experiment with this offseason. Big signing of Paul Kruger, Desmond Bryant, you know, another one. Drafting Barkevious Mingo, sixth overall. So I want to see those guys out on the field in pads, more active. You know, obviously the defense gets to do a little more in camp than they did in OTAs and mini camp. So as the competition intensifies, I want to see what that defense looks like. And then I think another storyline kind of to round it out is just the position battles that we're seeing at so many spots on the roster. And, you know, just how those shape out. There's so many of them, but I kind of look at it as one big category, position battles. And then within that category, you got a bunch. And I think some of the most intriguing ones are cornerback, where I see three guys competing for two spots. I see rookie Leon McFadden, the third-round pick, Buster Skrine, and Chris Owens, who signed with the Browns in March from the Atlanta Falcons. I see those three guys competing for the starting corner job opposite Joe Hayden and the nickel corner job, which is an important job because those guys are out on the field more than half the snaps. And on the offensive side, I'll flip it over and look at the offensive line. I think guard is an interesting position for the Browns because I think, again, you got three guys competing for two positions, two jobs, I should say, two starting guard jobs. That's John Greco, Jason Pinkston, and Sean LaValle. And I think Greco has impressed this coaching staff and front office with what he was able to do last season. I actually think that it might come down to Pinkston and LaValle for the other spot. So I'm keeping an eye on that and several other positions too, but that's kind of a brief summary. But
yeah, and very good, because you really hit on so many of the key points that all of us are going to be following once the pads start to pop here in Berea in 7 days. Nate Ulrich, he covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal, and he's joining us here on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Nate, as we dive into these topics, the Wheaton story will be one that, again, will be constant, will be looked at very, very closely, scrutinized very closely. But, you know, you bring up Trent Richardson and the whole issue of his health, and that one, I think, is going to be only go away if he's just out there every day and people just stop asking him about it, because the only time it's going to come up is when you don't see him on the field.
Yeah, and we know that what he went through last season. First, it was the knee in training camp. That wiped out most of his training camp, all the 4 preseason games as a rookie, because he underwent that left knee surgery to remove some cartilage. Then he comes back, he makes it for week 1. Take your hat off to him for that. I mean, he came back, played, didn't miss anything, played through it. Obviously had to shake some rust off. And then, you know, week 6, he breaks a couple ribs. Then he plays through that. So, I mean, you know, we've seen it with Trent last season, and then he sprained his ankle in week 16 against the Broncos and missed the season finale. But he played every game but one. So we know he can play through the injuries. We know he can play through the pain and push himself. The question is, what does he look like when he doesn't have to do that? And I think that's what Browns fans are really eager to see, what North Turner and Rob Jasinski are hoping to see, what Brandon Whedon is hoping to see, because that would be a huge help to him if Trent Richardson can kind of, you know, put this shin thing behind him, come out there like he said he would. You know, when he was missing the mini camp in June, he said, I'm going to be out there day one in training camp. And I want to see it. I think everyone wants to see it. And just get a look at how he's moving out there. And once he does that consistently and is able to kind of put these nagging injuries behind him, if he's able to do that, that would be huge for him. That would be huge for the offense, because I think that we have yet to see, and Trent Richardson says time and again, you guys have not seen me at 100%. And I'm going to be a whole other Trent Richardson when I am 100%. So we're waiting.
Yeah, I think we all are for sure. Speaking of waiting, the tight end position, I think, comes into that category as well. Nate, when you talk about Jordan Cameron and the waiting for this guy to just take it over, to show athletically what we see of him, we see flashes of this, or we've seen that over these last couple of seasons. But now in his third year, and now as the guy to really be the playmaker at that position, with Benjamin Watson gone, and really this is his show. You know, can he step up and do that? Can that wait finally end? And will he embrace the fact that, hey, this is his spot to show that, you know, what he can be and thrive in an offense that we would think, as we continue to talk about North Turner and Rob Jasinski's influence on this offense, that he can thrive in that, and that the tight end position can thrive the way tight ends have, like Antonio Gates in the past for North Turner?
I view the tight ends as another position battle to watch, because Jordan Cameron has to prove he can stay on the field, just like Trent Richardson has to prove it, you know. And not only prove that he can stay on, that he can, you know, basically just, you know, stay healthy and perform at the level the Browns need him to, because he's had some nagging injuries. He missed some time this spring with groin and hamstring injuries. He's missed a couple games in the past with concussions. And he's a guy who has all the athletic ability in the world. And I think Rob Jasinski and North Turner are really excited about that. They've identified him as their starter. He's going to have every chance to have a breakout season because we know how much they love to feature tight ends in that offense. And all those things are great, but Rob Jasinski hit the nail on the head when he said the best ability is availability. And he was talking specifically about Jordan Cameron. He was asked about Jordan Cameron, and that is going to be the key for Jordan Cameron, I think. And, you know, I view the tight end position, I said, as an interesting position battle, because even though Jordan Cameron is a starter, I think that backup, that number two tight end, is going to be really important. And I think the pecking order behind him is vital because, you know, just like Trent Richardson, there is that injury concern. And I think that Gary Barnage actually looked really good and was one of the most pleasant surprises of the spring. And he was a free agent who played under Chud in Carolina. So I'm looking at him. I'm looking at Kellen Davis, another guy who came in via free agency, who was a full-time starter for the Bears the past two seasons. I'm looking at those two guys. Which one of those guys emerges? Because I think those guys can have prominent roles as well. But the Browns, of course, would prefer Jordan Cameron to stay healthy, step up, and be the kind of guy they think he can be in the system.
Yes, and those position battles that we talk about, most of them are going to be on the defensive side of the ball. We know the obvious at cornerback, at safety. We know the competition that's going to emerge in special teams as well. You know, who is the kicker? Is it going to be Brandon Bogate or Shane Graham or both? I mean, I know that's going to be a fascinating thing among many to play out. And then the O-line, you know, that position, that left guard spot, can Jason Pinkston reclaim that? Or has John Greco done enough, or did he do enough, put enough down on tape last year to convince this coaching staff that, hey, you just stay with the so-called Wiley veteran, and then Pinkston, meanwhile, just gets into the mix of a backup role? I mean, that'll be an interesting thing to unfold, too.
Well, I think that there's a chance that, you know, it could be Pinkston and Greco, and Laval might not be out there. They moved around so much, it's hard to really tell. But in the spring, those guys were playing left guard and right guard. They were moving around a lot. They were alternating first-team reps and second-team reps. But the practices I was there, I'm telling you, John Greco seemed to have the most amount of playing time with the first-team offense. And from what I've seen and what I've heard, these new coaches really like John Greco and think he was a really pleasant surprise last season. So I wouldn't be surprised if John Greco does get one of those starting jobs. And Jason Pinkston, a lot's going to depend on his health. I mean, let's not forget, his comeback has a chance to be a really remarkable story. It already really is remarkable, but it can even extend beyond what it is right now. He was sidelined in October, I believe, with that blood disorder, that blood clot.
Right.
And he was cleared to come back. He came back in May in OTAs. And, you know, he's not, at that point in May, he wasn't in the football shape he wanted to be in. His diet had to change because of the medication he was on. He couldn't even eat vegetables because of possible interaction. I mean, it was a really, really amazing thing that he's trying to overcome here because, you know, he had gained so much unwanted weight, you know, and he, you know, basically couldn't work out like he wanted to for a long time. So I think a big question is, can Jason's body cooperate with his ambition here? You know, he wants to come back and reclaim that starting job, but, you know, can he get back in the kind of shape that he needs to be in and bounce back from that period of inactivity? And if he can, and if he does claim a starting job, I'm telling you right now, Vic, that he's got to be a serious candidate for NFL Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah, you know what? You nailed that. That could very much be the case. That's such a great, great point on that one. And as we talk about, too, these position battles, the other part of it, that, you know, that focuses on starting. We want to know what kind of depth this team has, and that, I think, is a real concern, too, because it's still a very young team, Nate, and young depth can be a problem.
It is, and the good thing about, to your point, the good thing about the guard position, the cornerback position, the free safety position, some of these key positions that we're looking at when we talk about guys competing for starting jobs, is that there are three guys in the mix, you know, or multiple guys in the mix, and that means that, you know, there figures to be some depth. You know, if you've got three pretty good guards and you don't know which two are going to start heading into camp, then that means you're going to have a good backup either way. You could say the corners are, you know, largely unproven. They're young guys. You know, Chris Owens, I think, what is he, like 26? I think he's the oldest guy in the entire secondary. He's older than T.J. Ward by just a matter of days. Very young secondary. So there are a lot of positions that are, you know, hey, starting jobs are up for grabs, but even if these guys aren't starters, it doesn't mean we're not going to see them out there. We know how this game is, and we know that with injuries, you need competition in all positions, and you need guys pushing each other, and you need solid quality backups, and really that is, you know, what separates a lot of good teams from mediocre teams in the league. You know, it's all about the quarterback. And the other, and, you know, coaching matters. A lot of factors go into it, but depth is huge.
I couldn't agree with you more. Nate, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thanks, Vic. Anytime.
He is Nate Ulrich, and he covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal, joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your
cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Browns fans, unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for three Cleveland Browns games, starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game day at First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
This Thursday through Sunday at Joseph A. Bank, it's one of the best business deals you'll ever make. 50% off the regular price of almost all suits and sport coats. And the second one of equal or lesser value is free. Mix and match. Two for half the price of one. And all signature dress shirts and signature ties are just 60% off. Plus, 60% off our entire stock of short sleeve sports shirts, polos, and shorts. A summer business deal that's really cool. 50% off and second free on almost all suits and sport coats. Plus, 60% off all signature dress shirts and ties, and 60% off all short sleeve sport shirts, polos, and shorts. That's quite a deal. Thursday through Sunday, only at Joseph A. Bank. Excludes traveler products. 60% off regular price.
At Shaker Plaza, Rocky River, Crocker Park, and Legacy Village. Strongsville, Hudson, Canton, and Belden Village. Summit Mall, Southern Park Mall, Youngstown, and Chagrin Falls.
Hi, this is Tony Rizzo inviting you to shop at an Acme Fresh Market today. What is Acme? Well, quite frankly, the best experience of grocery shopping you can have. I've been shopping at Acme for over a year now, and I absolutely love it. Best produce, vegetables, the meat is unreal. Amazing beer and wine selection, store-wide price reductions. Folks, there is a difference. Get to one of their 15 area locations today, including Cuyahoga County at Pleasant Valley and Broadview. See you at an Acme Fresh Market soon.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo chupo. Woo! You kidding me? Under this mask, it's me, Mike D'Amato, the daring and resourceful rider of the West. The West Side. At least on North Olmsted. Return with me now to those thrilling days of yesteryear and low, low, low prices on every new Nissan. Saddle up and see my trusted sidekick, Kimo Sabe, Larry, the lawman trooper. He'll see that justice is served and get you up to $10,000 off a new Nissan. Or ride in to see my faithful companion, Theo, the Lone Ranger Belza. He can arrange APRs as low as 0%. And if some low-down, dirty, lying polecat at any other dealer anywhere else tries to cheat you out of your silver, put up your hand and say, hi-yo, silver away! Woo! Then ride. Ride like the wind. Ride only to Nissan and North Olmsted, because the deals are so good. When it comes to saving money, we don't horse around. 855-55-NISSON or BigNissan.com.
See dealer for details.
Oh, this is such an exciting day for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, because, again, beginning Monday, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. I say Eastern because, you know, there's folks who listen to us on the World Wide Web from all over the world, I think. And so we just want them to know we're in this new slot. 1 to 3 p.m., Nathan Zagura comes aboard this show. Gerard Cherry will be on this show. And it's a whole new Cleveland Browns Daily. We are fired up. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, part of this show. So it is special and fun and can't wait to get it rolling. In fact, Nathan, we'll have him on tomorrow's show. We'll give you a little preview. We'll do a segment together, give you a little preview of what's in store when we start rolling this thing on Monday, this Monday, July 22nd. Lewis from Twitter says, hey, I'm a Browns fan. But let's pump the brakes a little bit and see if we can keep the same, quote, owner, coach, quarterback combo for a bit. That was in response to a column I wrote on ClevelandBrowns.com, responding to a letter from a fan, a comment from a fan that said, you know, is the division about to flip with the Browns and Bengals maybe taking over for Ravens and Steelers? And I said kind of let's cool that down a little bit. I wasn't jumping on that, Lewis, but it's fair. What you're saying is let's get some consistency here. Lots of change here, and you're right about that. And what else do we got? Animalese, at Animalese, Twitter. What exactly do rookies do in the few days before when they report to camp tomorrow? Yeah, the rookies get here. They get on the field over the weekend. They get oriented. They do a lot of work in meeting rooms, and they just kind of they get on the field a little bit. They go through some practices and just get up to speed so that they can keep pace when the veterans show up and they're on the field on Thursday. Hey, a special edition of the Really Big Show is coming up next. These guys are camping out. So it'll be fun to see Riz and Hammer in their feety pajamas and stuff over at this camp out. I think that's going to be very cool. Thank you to Doug Deacon, and thank you to Nate Ulrich and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow for our final 6-7 Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.